And we're back with Jake and Aaron in that magical sports hour. Welcome back, guys.
That's right. Are you ready for the fourth quarter?
You know it. As always, I'm ready to go here. I'm like Bill Belichick with 2 minutes to go in the game.
All right. And the snap goes and it's alligator arms. That's for all those Patriot fans. Sorry, that's all those Patriot fans out there.
I can't stand. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Yes, it's a love-hate relationship. We all know.
We'll keep it clean, guys.
Okay.
We promise.
So let's talk about the Masters. Starting off, Tiger is back. I think that's why it's so much hype. Oh, come on. So much hype. I mean, 6 months ago, this guy had back surgery and he thought he'd never golf again.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of, to me, like the dream come true, you know?
Miracles happen.
Yes, miracles do happen. And it's really great hearing the commentators talk about him because he's really a man that plays golf kind of the same way every time, which is not necessarily good. So the first day of the Masters, he normally shoots around a 70, which is only two under par. And then the next, but you know what? They said that he's nervous. So then the next couple days, it's catch up for him. So, right. You know, it's kind of like that first day of school. It's just real nervous, not sure what to wear, what's going on, you know, and then you get it all out the next 2 days. So what do you think about the Masters, Jake?
Well, first off, really good credit to Tiger Woods. I mean, I feel bad for anybody that betted that he was going to win the Masters. He was 10-1 odds with Jordan Spieth, but he finished 32nd. He came back, shot a 69 on Sunday. So, I mean, it was good to see Tiger out there. I didn't really expect him to, you know, be in the top 10 or anything like that. The only problem I had was just the way it all went down. Like the first one, it was like every time we saw Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler or the leader, Patrick Reed, that never gave up the lead. From Friday to Sunday, it was Tiger at 12, Tiger at 13, Tiger at 14. I'm like, guys, get back to Patrick Reed. Get back to Ricky Fowler. This is what we tuned in for. I mean, this guy came out of absolute nowhere, Patrick Reed. And he's to call a quote-unquote villain of the Masters, which I highly disagree with. But, I mean, he was amazing. The last five holes, he was just automatic, par, par, par. Looked really good. And then Ricky Fowler really made a good fight out of it. But it just looked like it was Patrick Reed's all the way. But it's really good to see from the Masters that these guys are in their 20s right now. Like, this is the next generation that is coming right now. So, I mean, it's good that we saw Tiger Woods, but I was happier to see the bigger generation coming in. It's like a generational gap.
Yeah, so. And there's a huge generational gap between Phil Mickelson, and then you have Tiger Woods, and then you have these newbies coming on.
Yep.
But it is exciting golf to watch. It's not exciting, like you mentioned, Tiger Woods every single shot.
Right, but he's a ratings bonanza.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'm sure.
And he's the villain. Patrick Reed is the villain because nobody really knows who he is. Nobody really knows who he is. And honestly, so, you know, really interesting comment I read online that his 18th hole shot, Patrick Reed, to win was the quietest Masters win pretty much of all time. That it was like Tiger Woods making a putt on a Thursday.
Yeah, what can you do? But if you got a take on that, call in right now, 855-545-1025. That's 855-545-1025. Talk some Masters, or if you were happy that Patrick Reed didn't win, give your take on that as well. Like I said, I'm happy for it. I don't know why we continue to vilify this guy for something that he did long ago. Move on, folks. Seriously. We don't even know if Patrick Reed's going to be around again coming up, but he's only 27 years old. So
talking about villains, let's talk about the Devils. They play the Lightning Thursday for the NHL playoffs.
Did I just walk into a church? What are you talking about?
Yes.
The Devils. The New Jersey Devils. Yes, of course.
Yeah, so in the regular season, you know that the Devils beat the Lightning.
Yep, 3-0 season series. Taylor Hall has been an absolute machine, sixth in the NHL with 93 points. But Kucherov for the Lightning has been absolutely fantastic. Third in scoring, had 100 points on the year, 39 goals, 61 assists. So I think Nikita Kucherov, I think he's going to be definitely an ace in the hole, but I think it's going to be a great series. I'm just really excited to see the Tampa Bay Lightning back in it again. Steve Yzerman has done a fantastic job with this team in such a short time period. So, I mean, it gets you hyped here. And when you look over at the games in Tampa, it's all that. It's packed. And it's great to see because this is exactly what makes the NHL playoffs so great. And it's going to be unpredictable, and it's going to be exciting. So I can't wait to get things rolling on Wednesday and Thursday.
That's right. So we'll be talking about that next week for sure.
Right, absolutely.
So talking about Tampa, what about the Rays?
Well, first off, I'd like to congratulate those 974 Braves souls that went out to Guaranteed Rate Field and watched the Rays take down the White Sox 6-5. 974 people were at this game today. I mean, that's a new low. But, geez, the White Sox are just a mess right now. But Blake Snell, the lefty, was absolutely fantastic. Six-inning pitch. I caught a little bit of this game. Had a hit, earned run, five walks, but he had 10 strikeouts. I mean, that's huge. And, of course, Carlos Gomez, the journeyman himself, 2-for-5 at the plate, second home run of the year in the sixth inning. And the Rays, ladies and gentlemen, as late James Gammon said in Major League, this is what they call a winning streak because they have won back-to-back games now since their season opener against the Red Sox. So,
and, I mean, I don't want to bash the Rays, but I do want to kind of talk about, yeah, my man Stanton hit a 117-mile-per-hour ball. That's the fastest ball hit, actually, this season in Major League Baseball. Last year, in 2017, only seven players were able to hit the ball that fast.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, I also want to talk about Andrew McCutchen from the Giants. He's the second player in the modern era to hit six hits in a walk-off run, and that was against the Dodgers. They won 7-5.
That game was absolutely insane, and I was a lot of credit to Andrew McCutchen because, I mean, he started off batting average with a .083, and now he's already up to .258, starting to get the feel right now. And Bruce Bochy is one of the best managers in baseball. So, I mean, look out for the Giants. It's going to be a lot of fun with McCutchen and Evan Longoria getting their sea legs back.
I know you're not a Pirates fan, but the Pirates have won, okay, seven of their first nine games.
Yeah.
And this is the first time since 1993. Do you think it's going to be sustained?
I don't know, to be honest, but the biggest shock to me was they did this on the Cubs home opener today. I mean, I could have believed that. 8-3, was the final score. I'm like, how the heck did the Cubs make that happen? But, you know, the Pirates are hitting the ball nice. Francisco Cervelli hit a couple of good hits. Colin Moran looked pretty good. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, we talked about this last week. It is still so early in the season. I mean, we got 95% of the season to go here. So I can't. I'm still a little bit hasty on the Pirates. I don't think they're going to be in the running coming up soon. I think people are going to find their chemistry and they'll be fine. So, but good for them to start it off. So
yeah, and I'm happy the Astros are continuing, you know, their World Series, and they're not, you know, doing poorly this season. But their 9-2 record. Diamondbacks are 8-2, and the Mets are 8-1, and that's the only third time in franchise history that's happened. And one of my friends is a Mets fan, so I know she's happy about that.
Come right out and meet the Mets. Oh, I'm sorry. We were singing. But with that, yeah, the pitching, when it's healthy, is just some of the best in baseball. You got Noah Syndergaard, Thor himself, Jacob deGrom. Steven Matz is even coming alive a little bit. The Dark Knight has risen again with Matt Harvey. So, I mean, yeah, the Mets are a lot of fun to watch, and I like the way Mickey Callaway is managing this team so far. I mean, the thing is that you're just trying to get a groove into some of your teams here. I mean, it's going to take some time for them to actually go, hey, this is going to be really something. Like, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. The Marlins are taking it to the Mets right now, 6-4, and they're in the top of the eighth inning right now. So, I mean, anything goes. And I apologize, too, on this. Pirates won against the Cubs today 8-5, not 8-3. So I just wanted to make sure we got that correction.
Well, Coach, I just have to tell you, take me out of the ball game and put me on the football field, because that's what I want to talk about next.
Nice.
Is Odell Beckham and Eli Manning. So some of you, I'm sure, know this about the Giants, but they actually are willing to trade and have kind of put that out there. They're feelers to trade Odell Beckham. And I kind of want to get Jake's opinion on, do you think that Odell Beckham is going to stay with the Giants?
He needs to stay with the Giants, plain and simple. I'm going to make this really short and sweet. He's going to stay. The Giants asked for two first-round picks. It's not going to happen. Odell Beckham is an absolute head case right now. He's about himself. He's too overdramatic. it looks like he's, you know, acting for an opera sometimes, all right? He's a great wide receiver, but he is not worth the headache, all right? He's going to stay as a New York Giant, and let's just keep it at that and move on from there here. And we are getting to the end of the fourth quarter here. We got a lot going on here. We got some health and fitness coming up as well. So we're going to have that coming up here on The Heat Is On. Until next time.